It's that time again. Hello, everyone. Tim Connors here with Tim Back 2, and we're going to talk about Eats and Beats with Executive Director of Malcolm Eaton, Tim Cook, and Community Liaison, I love that phrase, Brian Babcock. And I love Eats and Beats, and there have been so many great things with it, and it's so wonderful seeing it grow year after year after year. And I hope everyone really comes down to see it. And when you hear all these great things that are taking place with it, I know you will. Hi, Tim. Hi, Brian.
How's it going?
Thank you. Thanks for having us back again.
Oh, of course. I love having you back here. It's great. So when we talk about Eats and Beats, just real quick, just like a minute overview or 30-second overview for the people that don't know what it is. What is it?
Something that we've started now. I think we were talking before this about 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. We kind of wanted to put something on that involves several of our area non-for-profits, and we wanted to do a kind of collaborative event for the community. People kind of come down, enjoy, and feel good about supporting several non-for-profits. And that's what it's become. We've had some new partners that have come in, a lot of people that have been with us every year of the event, and running strong. We see continued growth every year, and looking forward to hopefully another big year again this year.
So what are the dates of Eats and Beats?
So Eats and Beats is going to be held on August 22nd and 23rd. That's a Friday and Saturday. Both days have the same hours. So gates open at 5 o'clock both days. And we have music going all the way till 9:30 each night.
And this is down at the Arts Plaza?
Yep. It's down at the FAM Arts Plaza. And, you know, we're going to have 10 nonprofits participating in the event this year. Each of them are going to be serving one or more food events. And we're really excited about the food lineup this year. I think we have probably easily the best food lineup we've had in any of the years.
So with this, and you bring in bands, and you have Friday and Saturday, what's going to take place on Friday?
Friday is kind of become our local homegrown night where we have a couple acts that maybe you know a little bit more about and can fill us in, but we are now bringing back for the third year Usual Suspects. They've been in the area for probably 30 years or better. A lot of connection to Freeport. The members are from this area. People really enjoy them when they're down there. I don't think they play out quite as much as they used to. A lot of members there are in different groups and whatnot. So when they show up, people show up to see them. And it's kind of fun to even see people that have shirts on from, you know, 30 years ago when they saw them. And big night. And then there's another group that's opening for them called the Lobbin Robins. I know you know a little bit more about them. I've not seen them yet. I've heard great things. I'm excited to see them. And that's kind of what that night will look like. I know, Brian, have you seen Lobbin Robins? I've heard great things, so I'm excited to see them.
The first time that I saw the Lobbin Robins was around Christmas time at a event in Lena, and I just had such a great time. I mean, when you talk about a group that when they're on stage, they're having a great time. It's contagious. They were having fun. I was having fun. And I kind of was hoping that we were going to be able to make them work for Eats and Beats. And we feel really lucky that it worked out.
I'll tell you, Lobbin Robins were at Music on Debate Square for me a couple weeks ago. And I've seen them now three times, and they just keep getting better and better and better and much more confident than of the early days. Of course, if you think about it, there are three 15-year-olds and a 16-year-old. Mm-hmm. And I will say this right now, their Beatles stuff, is fabulous. Come Together was just outstanding. And they have some originals that are really good too. They're celebrating their 1 year anniversary. So it's one of these things. Isn't it funny? A 15-year-olds and 16-year-olds celebrating their 1 year anniversary, but they have this confidence going with them. And it's going to be really exciting seeing them play at such a big event.
Well, that night also, remember, is kind of wrapped around Paint the Port takes place. And so we see just a large volume of people that are down there. You know, we support Paint the Port. We put some wristbands and whatnot in there. So a lot of people, after they're done with that event, come into our event. And Friday night's really become our great kickoff night with tremendous attendance. So I look forward to that again as well. And real quick, different topic, but we've watched it grow. You know, remember this event started down right outside the Wagner House, kind of where you hold your stuff, and it's morphed over into the Arts Plaza now. And what a tremendous asset for the community. I mean, that just is, every year they've added new things and it just looks nicer and nicer. So it's really, really a nice place for the event. So that's really, I think, a huge benefit that we've been able to transfer the event that way and keep that going. So for what it's worth, I just was down there again and was like, wow, this is all new stuff. So
yeah, they put in something new almost every year. It is. The Arts Plaza is wonderful, and it fits, and especially fits Eats and Beats so well with the stage and the grassy area. And yes, it's fabulous for all of our community, and especially for Eats and Beats. So Friday night, I mean, sounds like you're locked and loaded. So tell us about Saturday night. What's up?
You want to talk about the band?
Yeah. So we have two bands on Saturday. The first band is Greg Turkanian. He plays a little bit of country, a little bit of rock and roll, maybe a little bit more country than rock and roll. So, you know, we're really excited about that. And then the main event on Saturday is a very big band, maybe one of the biggest bands we've had at Eats and Beats since our inception. And it's Mike and Joe. Mike and Joe play a lot of contemporary rock music. Most of it is kind of 90s forward, but they do throw in some occasional 70s and 80s songs. Just a band that's been around a long time. I'm sure many of your listeners and people in town have seen them over the past, I don't know, 15 years or so, Tim. I know you've seen
them. They've at least been around that long, yeah.
And they are, you know, they are one of the best sounding cover bands that you are going to find anywhere in the country. They are absolutely fantastic. We felt very lucky that they had an opening to play at our festival, and we're just so excited about that.
We've been trying to track these guys down for a couple of years now, and it just didn't line up, and it did this year. And they're real popular. I know several people that have seen them and are like, I can't believe you got these guys for the event. So I'm looking forward to that night. Saturday, always kind of a different event because we don't have the Paint the Port event around it. So we're trying a few new things out this year. We've got this band coming in that I think will really draw well. We're going to offer some specials on some food incentives, some discounts on prices for a little bit on Saturday. I know Brian will get some of that stuff here soon posted on our Facebook page, correct?
Yeah, we're definitely going to be making an announcement. That will be on our Freeport Area Eats and Beats Facebook page. So we'll be announcing that Saturday food special next week. So if you're not following that page, please do. We're excited about it. We're going to let everybody know next week.
So I'm going to throw you a little bit of a curve here. Cause I want to ask you the concept, you know, you get great bands every year, and it's nice that you have local bands for Friday, but you know, you come up with these bands every single year. How do you, I mean, you say you kind of make sure that Mike and Joe are available and glad that they have an opening and schedule. How soon do you start looking for new bands for the future?
Some of them are almost a year out. You know, we've reached out. I think I'll give you an example. We had a band 1 year that we had for our festival, and I think we booked them almost a year and a half in advance. It was a reggae band that we had that mm-hmm. came in. They were really, really popular out of the Milwaukee area.
I remember them well.
Great time. And so, you know, reaching out, if a band is popular, like at this level, pretty much once they're done playing a festival, they're looking a year out. Their schedule's already full. We just happened to find, as a matter of fact, I'll tell you a story about Mike and Joe. We reached out to them early, but they couldn't commit because they had to take one of their kids to college that weekend and make sure they got set up or whatnot. So it was really a yes or no. We chased them for almost 4 months before they finally committed.
Yeah,
they just worked out. So it was great.
Yeah, they were really hoping it could work out too, but they weren't sure when kind of college drop-off was. So we were kind of knocking on wood and crossing our fingers. And it turns out the college drop off date was not in conflict with our festival. So it just worked out. Yeah. So
if you look at these, like I said, if you look at a lot of these popular bands, you know, Freeport just had a real popular band last weekend, and their schedules are booked years in advance at some point in time. So this was, I think, good fortune. And we really hope people come down and support these guys. I think you're really going to enjoy the quality of show they put on.
And I hear you have a new MC. Is that true?
That is the rumor. You might know him. I think he's from the area. It's Tim Tim Connor,
yes. Tom Collins, Tom Collins, that guy, yeah, Tom Collins, something like that. I
think people like him generally, and I think he does a pretty good job.
He's going to be loud, and he's going to let everybody know of the sponsors, and he's going to let everybody know about the food and the band and everything else, because Eats and Beats is so important. You know, looking in front at your fabulous flyer that you have, we would go 25 minutes talking about all your wonderful sponsors, but you do have wonderful sponsors, yeah. And we're not going to name them all, but how can someone just like looking online saying, I want to see who all these sponsors are?
I think Brian does a great job with posting as people come on for sponsorships. We will have, of course, the banners at the festival that lay everything out on both the stage and multiple spots. We're going to have you thank them as well. We also are doing something a little different this year. We're doing a sponsor kickoff party, and there'll be live music at that as well. That's over at the Exchange. I think we have Ryan and Joe playing at that, and so they'll do a great job for that event as well. So we get Mike and Joe and Ryan and Joe, and if we haven't confused everybody, it's all really good stuff. So please check it out.
And then this is Brian and Tim.
Right. So, yeah. You got two Tims.
You do have two Tims. Yeah. You do have two Tims. Well, I guess I asked you this last year. I'll ask you this again. Why should people come down both nights or one night to Eats and Beats?
Well, I think first of all, when you come in and you pay admission, all of the nonprofit food tents that are there are getting a cut of that. Also, when you go and purchase food from one of these food tents, they keep 100% of those sales. So understand, when you come into the event, every dollar you're spending is supporting a local nonprofit in our community. Also, we thanks to the support of our sponsors, we've been able to keep the event relatively affordable. It's $4 to get in for an adult, $2 for a kid, 6 to 17, and kids 5 and under are free. So it's an affordable event, and it's also something where every single dollar that you spend in there is supporting one of the great hardworking charitable organizations or nonprofits in our community. So it's money that you can feel good spending.
Okay. So, you know, you guys won an award for this, didn't you?
We did. We were caught kind of off guard. We got invited to the Greater Freeport Partnership Awards.
Let's call it what they year. Tricked us. We went down. We had no idea. Like, let's go. It'll be fun.
We were completely fooled in every way. So they invited us in. We checked with some people that were kind of at our table. We asked them if they knew that they won. They kind of knew what was going to happen. So we said, well, if they know, we would have known if we would have won anything. And lo and behold, we won something. So we got the 2024 Tourism Achievement from GFP, completely surprised. We had no idea.
Really a cool event they had down there that night.
It was awesome. Yeah. And we're very thankful for that. I mean, there's so many really great events, not only in Freeport, but just our whole surrounding area. And to even be considered in the same category with all of those other great events is just such a humbling award for us.
So you won the Greater Freeport Partnership 2024 Tourism Achievement Award. Congratulations to you guys on that. So I guess to end one more time, what are the dates?
August 22nd and 23rd. That's a Friday and Saturday. Gates open both days at 5:00. And the last band on each night will wrap it up around 9:30. So 5:00 to 9:30, August 22nd and 23rd. Freeport area or Freeport Art Museum Arts Plaza.
After they listen to this, where should they go what website should they go to?
We have a Facebook page. That's where most of our updates are posted. So look for Freeport Area Eats and Beats. It should be pretty easy to locate. We're going to make band announcements, and we thank our many sponsors. We
pictures of the food items you put on there, posts of the bands, whatnot. There's a lot of information on
all
there.
Of the information. We have some videos. Check that out for all the latest information, especially all the food items. It's going to be a fun weekend.
One other thing I want to throw on here real quick. This question comes up, so we'll get this out.
Good.
If you happen to go to the event last year, we give people when they purchase, tickets to get food, we actually pass out tokens. We use them. They're easier to count or whatnot. If you have any of those left over from last year, they're still good this year. Same value, same everything. So if you have some, I found a couple. It's like, oh, I forgot to use these. So if you have them, please bring those back down. So there's another great reason to come. You can use your last year's tokens.
For so many reasons, the music and I'm going to be working hard this year, but the music and all this kind of stuff. But it's just a great opportunity to see so many friends, because so many friends just come down, and it's so exciting to see everyone in such a great venue. And congratulations, Tim Cook. Congratulations, Brian Babcock. Let's have a fabulous weekend at Eats and Beats, and we hope to see everybody down there on the 22nd
and the 23rd.
Amen, brother. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.